Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live in the Odyssey app, wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later in the program, we will get back into Caps hockey. They took it on the chin last night to Buffalo, 6-2. Their head coach, Spencer Carberry, joins us at 8:20 as we talk about this finale to the season. Eight games left.
Yep.
So we will talk to Coach Carberry at 8:20. Also, Nationals GM, President of Baseball Ops, Mike Rizzo, joins us at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yesterday there was this debut. Obviously, they're doing a lot of promotion, right, for Liv. And Valdez is the first one actually that hit me to this. I didn't know this was going on. Former Junkies guest. I'm forgetting his name. The guy that David Faraday did a sit down with Anthony Kim. And Faraday, do you guys remember when we had Faraday in here? He's so charming.
He's very
and everything
chill.
On TV.
He's very chill.
He's very like quiet, reserved, and then you find out that he, like, his child died. I think maybe like an overdose or something, some fentanyl or something.
He's had a lot. He's a former alcoholic.
He's an addict. He talked about it in the thing, and so he's had a lot of sadness in his life. Yeah. Divorce,
absolutely.
You know, child dying.
Remember, Faraday is very well known for his sit down interviews that he did on the Golf Channel. That were very in depth.
Yeah.
I think they were hour long. Sometimes.
What was the name
stage.
Of that show?
It was called Faraday.
It was
Faraday.
Called Faraday, right?
Yeah. And he also did stand up too, because he's like funny. Like, he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
He would come out and do like 2-3 minutes of stand up almost.
Yeah.
And then he'd
and then
have
do
like
his
a,
interview.
Do like an hour, 2 hour interview with Phil Mickelson.
So so for people that aren't golf fans, Anthony Kim was like a young prodigy. A lot of people thought he would be like Tiger's rival. He would kind of come up in like Rory's era.
He's like Ricky Fowler before Ricky Fowler.
Right. He was all flash, this Asian kid.
He was on the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, and he had a lot of accomplishments.
Young.
I don't know if he won 4 or 5 tournaments, whatever it was. Never won a major, but he was like a Ryder Cup star. He was known for
4 wins.
He was known for being a partier, but he's also known for like his belt buckles. He was real flashy, Vegas-y kind of guy.
I remember him when he came on the scene.
And then he just disappeared.
Yeah.
He started to have some injuries. And the story was he had an Achilles injury, didn't recover well from it, ended up getting an insurance payout, which appears to be true on some level. He got some big insurance buyout because he won't talk about it. But it precluded him from playing professional golf. It's one of those deals, like, if you get injured, it ruins your career.
His deal was with Nike. It was a big deal because Nike, like you said, he was the young, flashy, hotshot young gun.
Mm-hmm.
Nike started sponsoring him. Him along with Tiger were like the up-and-coming golfers that Nike was going to make a lot of money off of with clubs, apparel, and everything like
and
that.
And it's always been a mystery in the golf world. Like, whatever happened to Anthony Kim? Mm-hmm. This dude was like the next – he was the next Rory, next Ricky. And
he got the insurance payout, but he could never play –
professional
on the tour
golf again.
That was part of the stipulation.
Stipulations, you can't come back. Yeah,
and so you know, it made story about 3 months ago when they announced he was coming back to Live, and everyone says, "Oh, it's a PR stunt." Then he came out. Remember, he shot like 76 or 80, whatever, and people were like, "Ah, oh, it's just whatever. It's just a PR stunt." You know, he's old and washed up, hadn't played golf in 12 years. The thought had been that Anthony Kim cashed in and it was just partying in Vegas with his boys playing golf, you know, like Valdez and I on a cart, you know, hollering at cart girls and just, you know, whatever, just playing golf.
Keep hollering.
You know what I'm saying?
Just, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
With the boys. Just hanging out,
yeah,
playing
listening,
golf.
Listening to music.
Yeah, listening to music.
Yeah, listening to these playlists.
Yeah. Right.
At their Bluetooth speaker.
Turns out, Jason,
holla.
First of all,
yeah.
I wanted to tweet a
I did
picture.
Not see this.
I wanted to, this. It's obvious he's been through hell and back. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tweet a picture of him now because they did a close-up. So Faraday did a sit-down with him, and then he actually walked around while he played a couple holes in the rain. It was a hurting day to do it, but I guess that was the day they were going to
Where
do it.
Was this?
I guess he lives in Oklahoma. He went to OU, I think. So I don't know if that's where he lives now or whatever. But he seems to live in a modest middle class neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked around with them and then he did a sit down too. But they did a lot of close up of his face. And I didn't remember him being I'm going to be crass. So forgive me. I didn't remember him being this ugly. He's really banged up. And his right or left, whatever it is, maybe it's his left. But when you watch TV, it's your right. His nostril, one of his nostrils is like half closed. There's a scar on it. He's got all these tattoos on his arm.
That's cocaine.
Dude, I think he has like the Artie Lang nose. I think his nose collapsed.
He probably had surgery on it because he had
cocaine.
It looks
like he had surgery on it. And he talked about how, there's so
many
stunning
revelations. That's probably what he talks about. When he's talking about Helen back, he was probably.
He looks so much different than he looked in 2010.
In 2010, good looking kid,
posing,
right?
He's young. He's fresh faced. Like, he just looks like he's ready to like. Be the best golfer on the planet.
Right.
Like he was
well,
on
did
that
he talk
trajectory.
About his drug use? In
no,
the...
it's very weird. Like he really, apparently there is a documentary that they're making on him though. It probably goes into it.
Right.
But he said he can't talk about the insurance settlement.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that because, you know, you're still kind of working that out, it sounds like.
Right.
And maybe they're saving the, but David talked about being an addict and he said, yeah, you know, like, you know, he had addictive personality and he did a lot of terrible things and he was hanging out with terrible people. And they were, like, living with him, stealing from him, everything you could imagine. And then he said he's had not just Achilles surgery, he's had shoulder surgery. He had a back fusion. He had the same back fusion that Tiger had.
Wow.
He's had all – his body is
it's
banged,
banged
up.
Yeah, no wonder he's shooting 80.
Right. Here's the biggest shocker, though. There's so many shockers if you're a golf nerd. He said he wasn't hollering at cart girls and playing country music and, you know, partying in Vegas like – he hadn't picked up a golf club in 12 years till Greg Norman called him 3 months ago.
Wow.
And then,
said, come once. On, come to live?
Well, maybe once, but he basically
he stopped playing for 12 years. Well, with
yes,
all those
he
injuries.
He basically didn't play golf. He said, I basically didn't play golf for 12 years.
Right.
And, dude, this guy.
And he's going out there shooting 76?
Well, he shot 65 the other day.
Oh, did he?
His last round.
That's freaking impressive.
So I'm telling you.
If that's
you,
true and he hadn't played in 12 years.
Well, it is true. He shot. Well, listen, he might have played once or twice.
All right, that doesn't mean hit ball. He could have hit balls. He said, I haven't played.
No, dude, if you look at his face and his body and his tattoos.
His face, it's weathered is an understatement.
Yeah, I mean, I'm.
But I could see somebody walking away. I have a friend who you know who was trying to be a professional golfer, and he didn't play for 10 years.
He wasn't Anthony Kim. Imagine if you're Anthony Kim. I agree. Of course. And he talks about it. He said, listen, I didn't love golf. Mm-hmm. He said, he kind of said, I basically was good at it, and it was how I helped my family.
It was Anthony Rendon of like, PGA Tour.
Yeah, there was a lot of pressure associated with it, so I tried to party and stuff to, you know, take the. He said he doesn't even remember all his good times. He says, I basically have no memory. He didn't say specifically, I have no memory of the Ryder Cup, but he's like, I basically have no memory of all my good times.
Because he was just high.
So hammered. Yeah. And
was
whatever.
He a drinker too, or was it just drugs?
Sound like I think he did everything.
Yeah. Well, that nose thing, that just tells
that
me
that nose
he was,
thing for sure is cocaine.
Yeah.
Right? And then but
it just destroys everything right around you.
One thing I noticed in the professional golf world, and I'll say this and it's probably slanderous, but it's just my observation, is a lot of times when you see guys like when they're with their wives, like before the Ryder Cup or whatever, those guys love cocktails. They love cocktails like Lurch and EB. Like they always have cocktails in their hands.
Yeah.
Colin Morikawa, Mickelson.
I might have to do happy hour tonight.
Those
I've
boys,
been in the house for 4 days.
Yeah, but they know how to control it.
They know how to control
it. They can keep it, you know.
But I'm telling you, there's a lot of boozing in the golf
sure.
world.
Sure.
There's a lot of boozing.
They can coexist with it. He clearly couldn't.
He couldn't. No, yeah. He went to another level. That to me was the most stunning revelation that he basically wasn't clean until his daughter was born 2 years ago. That kind of all of a sudden, you know, that
was eye opener.
That can wake you up.
Yeah,
and right. he started to head towards being clean. Now, he's not bragging like I got 100 days sober or whatever, but he basically said, I turned my life around. It started about 2 years ago when my daughter was born, and I didn't want her to see me like this. And, you know, and meanwhile, the other thing that always throws me is he's so freaking ugly right now. And I don't mean to be
And let me guess,
crass.
Got a hot wife.
His wife is a smoke show.
Well, I'm like, Valdez and I were talking about that watching Full Swing. Have you watched all the Full Swings?
I have only seen a couple of them.
Oh, dude, it's unbelievable. But Matt Fitzpatrick is engaged
to a dime. He's ugly.
To a dime.
Matt Fitzpatrick might be one of the ugliest players on the PGA.
He's that hurting body.
He's got, I mean, he's got 20.
Adam might be like cuter than him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's just—he's so skinny and short.
It's his dental.
He's got the English face. He's got the English face. Where like,
he looks
protrudes.
Just like his dad. His dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Just looks.
He's
like.
Ugly.
It's almost like he has a beak because his face like protrudes like that. Then he's got braces. He's got the
bird.
Biggest braces.
Yeah, yeah. And but, he's got a hurting body.
But she's hot.
And he's got British teeth.
Right. I'm not surprised.
I'm kind of surprised. Anthony Kim hasn't been famous for 15 years.
Well, how long has he been with her?
I don't know. I mean. There's no way she's been through hell and back with him.
Yeah,
I mean,
not. Yeah.
Matt Fitzpatrick to me, he looks like a royal that's not like one of the top royals. You know,
like, he looks like he's been
the
inbred.
Duke of something.
No, he does. He honestly, he looks like
what
an inbred.
What's the name of that family in West Virginia that got all the hype?
Oh, the
all the inbreds.
I don't
the inbreds.
The Whitakers.
The Whitakers.
He looks like a freaking Whitaker.
No, he does.
No, but Anthony
and
Kim,
he has a smoke show.
Anthony Kim looks like a Whitaker and somebody punching his face, and you know, like an Asian.
He's
Whitaker.
Got a hottie.
And his wife is like beautiful. I honestly don't. I know money gets you, but he's been like on crack. Mm-hmm. How does he get? I don't even understand it. Just money. I guess
you can't have that much saved up if everyone was stealing from him.
Yeah, everybody was stealing from him. He was at rock bottom.
What was
his butt ugly?
How come he? If he's got the payout,
I can't get
that's
over.
Why women are just better than guys.
They are.
Just,
women don't care.
People.
They really
they
don't care.
About
but he wouldn't have it.
But
for the millions, he wouldn't have probably the hottie.
No, I think Gakes is right, but you're...
If he was driving a UPS truck,
they're not any better. They're not any better. That blonde silly from Sweden that's married to Fitzpatrick.
Yeah,
she's gonna marry him if he's broke is a joke. If she's
no chance. She was Miss New Jersey.
The average girl will marry pigs like us. And they just don't care. They
not
look
if
past
you're
all
broke.
Laws.
Hey,
not
I'm looking
broke,
at a picture of him. He had a little bit of a glow up in this picture. His hair actually looks decent. I mean, he's not on her level, but like he doesn't look terrible right there.
He's like an average
sometimes
guy.
Sometimes he looks better.
He's got zero muscle definition.
But it's his teeth is the problem.
But all those PGA golfers, they all have dimes.
I know, except for Ernie Els. He had her.
Well, that's true.
It stood out.
Well, what's funny is. She
puts the big and big easy.
In the final episode of this Full Swing year, it's all about the Ryder Cup, where we got embarrassed over in Rome.
Yeah.
I mean, we got embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
What did Scheffler and Koepka, didn't they lose 9-8?
I don't remember that.
9-8?
Because they're golf nerds.
Valdez, didn't they lose 9-8?
Who?
Scheffler and Koepka.
Oh, yeah. Scheffler cried after he got spanked so hard.
I mean, they got
so crying?
Yeah, Scheffler had his hands. It was
embarrassing.
It was totally embarrassing. Not just the beatdown, but the fact that they beat him so badly that he cried.
And then remember Cantlay was doing
the hat
thing,
wave.
And they're wearing a hat. And then Joe LaCava got into it with
Rory
on the green. It was an embarrassment for the Americans. But before that, they show you how they go to all these events before the Ryder Cup starts.
That's what I'm talking about.
All these parties and the big photo.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
They were supermodels. All of them.
I know.
I mean, all of them.
I know.
All 12 guys had supermodels.
Well, I feel like...
For wives or girlfriends.
Scheffler's is a very, like, she's a cute, like, college girlfriend type.
She's
not
really
like
cute.
A model.
Yeah,
but
but she's very,
a cute girl,
very
for
attractive.
Sure, for sure.
Hey, Ryder Cup coming to Congressional 2037. Yeah. Put it on your calendar.
Hold on, 13 years, and I'll be 60, 66?
Prime
67?
Retirement age. You'll be drawing Social Security.
Is it too early to beg for a hookup?
Never too early.
All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Anna. Anna has an insight on this because, of course, she was Joey Sindelar's nanny or au pair, whatever the hell.
Yeah, of course she was.
So Anna knows
you
all
a
about
lot of different ways of that.
Hope she wasn't like the au pair in Herndon.
Yeah, you weren't into all that, were you, Annie?
Oh, no. Come on. I was young. I was like 16 years old.
All right.
Through like early college. So here's the thing with the Ryder Cup with the wives. That's so amazing. So you remember in on the documentary on Full Swing, they were talking about how these guys like don't get paid because that's like not what it's about.
Right.
Well, what it's about for the wives, if you look at their outfits, they all have corresponding hotty female looks to what the husbands are wearing. So like the American women have one look, amazing. It's all like designer pieces, beautiful stuff. So for the women, this is like what it's about, is their husbands getting in on the Ryder Cup, not for the money, but the fact that you get to be there, like y'all were saying, for the parties, and the looks are bananas.
How does Anthony Kim, as smushed and ugly as he is, pull a dime. All the hell, like there's no way she's been with him for 15 years. Maybe she has.
Like Matt Fitzpatrick totally outkicks his coverage. I don't understand.
Yeah. John Rom, they all do. I understand fame and fortune.
There's some swagger, right? There's a lot of swagger to it, that you're going to be, as a guy, a five, you're a PGA player, you're at least going to be elevated to a seven or an eight. Right?
No, for sure. No, I get that. But when you're like, Anthony Kim looks like he was living in a crack house. I mean, that's what he looks
like. Was he with her forever? Maybe they were together forever. Like, maybe it was
maybe,
like his
maybe she just
girl.
Held on.
No idea.
Yeah, maybe she's been through the whole thing. I don't know.
I need to know the story.
It was like you with your stock.
Right, that I rode to zero?
Yeah. She was gonna ride that stock to zero, then it ended up having a rebound.
Well, apparently,
it got acquired.
She was the one that kind of got him thinking about golf again, too, apparently. Maybe
course,
she wanted to play or something?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the reference.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah,
of course, if that's where the money's coming in, his wife is going to say, hey, how about we get back on the golf course? That's a great idea. Let's do that.
Right. All right, Anna, thank you.
And the other thing about...
Boys, Masters next week.
Oh, we got to do the pool. We got to do the pool.
It's Anna time.
We got to do the draft.
All right. Thank you, Anna.
The other thing about... And this is not surprising, but the other thing about Full Swing is there's a lot of home shots. They're doing interviews within the homes.
You're coveted.
Oh, my God. These homes are ridiculous. Big-ass pools right on the water, right on intercoastal. They all live in Florida.
Right.
And they're just...
No state income tax.
Nothing.
Living the dream.
Keegan Bradley's living room is absurd.
I know. It's crazy.
It's
a great documentary, especially that particular episode on the Ryder Cup. You should watch that.
I need to get caught up for sure. Anyway, check that out. I wanted to...
So hold on real quick.
But he's not going to be playing in the Masters.
Anthony Kim? Not anytime soon. But I will say this. Having learned that he basically hasn't played golf in 12 years and that he's only been playing for 3 months, I'm more bullish on him being competitive anyway and, you know, maybe surprising some people.
How was he able to play live professional golf with that?
Obviously, I think they're working that out. Liv is obviously giving him some money up front to help.
Oh, so
he has to pay
he broke
back.
All, pay, Liv pay back whatever he
that's
made.
That's the assumption.
We'll take care of that insurance.
Wasn't
payment.
That 20 million?
There's a lot of rumors about what it means.
You think
that.
The guys who run Liv care about 20 million or whatever?
Well, no, but I don't know if I'd pay Anthony Kim 20 million to come play or more than that.
When you have a bottomless pit of money, you don't care about what you're paying anybody.
Anyway, I highly recommend it.
They're not going to pay me. My point is, Anthony Kim isn't that much of a draw. I'm sorry, he's just not.
There's been a lot of intrigue, though. A lot of intrigue.
Maybe to the golf nerds, I don't know. It just kind of surprises me.
All right, got to take a break. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. You can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines here on The Junkies. Welcome back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Getting closer to the NFL draft. It seems like we've been talking about the same
thing. It's coming. It's
for weeks and
around
weeks.
The corner. April 25 is not that far away. What are we at? April
3rd.
So basically you're 3 weeks away.
And chatter changes. We had head coach Dan Quinn on the show a few weeks ago. He said Jaden Daniels was a game changer, and we were convinced he's going to go with Jaden Daniels. Then you see betting odds shift towards Drake May being the second pick, which 2 months ago, that was kind of what people thought.
You know what? Can I say this? I know before we go into the JJ stuff. In hindsight, I feel silly going crazy about Quinn saying game changer, because he's not going to tell us who we, you know, maybe. Yeah, I guess we really thought we caught him off guard, but it seems silly in hindsight.
Well, same thing. I saw Chick Hernandez, who I think you guys had on the show last week.
We did.
He interviewed Brian Kelly, and people went nuts because he said for Washington.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Jaden Daniels, yeah.
If you check out Chick Hernandez's Twitter, if you watched his news report on Channel 9, he said people went nuts, and there was context to it. If you watch the full clip, he kind of sets him up. I'm paraphrasing, but sets him up like, if he comes to Washington, what will Washington get?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, hey, Adam Peters told Brian Kelly, the head coach at LSU, that they were going to draft Jaden Daniels. That just didn't happen.
Anybody with a tenth of a brain knows that Adam Peters hasn't told anybody outside of those four walls who they're planning on selecting.
Right.
I mean, I was on with Scott Abraham yesterday, and I think it's going to air Thursday, and he asked me, do you think that the brain trust has settled on somebody yet? And I said, they probably have their leans, but they've got 3 weeks to still make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're still like, there's still people arguing in that room. There's people that are stumping for their guy, that are standing for the table for their guy. Like, I don't think that they're at a consensus yet as to who they're going to pick.
I would say they're probably 90% decided.
It would be interesting to see how many guys are pro Daniels.
Right.
How many guys are pro May. How many guys are pro JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it really only takes two guys. I mean, Quinn and Peters.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to know how many of those coaches, a la Kingsbury, if they're on the same page as those other guys.
I would say they're probably 90% decided, and they were probably 90% decided before the pro day. And what it kind of comes down to, the last 10%, is almost the interpersonal relationships.
Well, totally. Can you imagine?
That they will get in the next couple of weeks, like when they have the pro day where they talk to them, but then they actually bring them to the park, right?
Imagine if you love a kid's skill set, but there's just something about him that rubs you the wrong way personality-wise.
Yeah. Or if they're close, like a lot of people say these guys are close, then it's going to be like, who do you think talks the best football?
Right.
Of course.
Based on your system.
I mean, it's.
I think they're 90%.
Like, I saw a little blurb on Michael Penix, who's having a visit with the Giants. And the level of detail that these teams go into when they're interviewing prospective, especially quarterbacks, like they wanted Penix to handle whatever reservation was where they're going to go have dinner, just to kind of see, like, can this guy, like, call
a
restaurant?
Execute? Can he get it done?
Can he just
be a leader?
Make a basic reservation for 8 or 10 at whatever steakhouse they're going to go to. Now, he's not going to pick up the bill. Like, that's one where you're like, bill comes and you got the gator arm. You say, yeah, give them to the guys wearing the Giants pin on their lapel. They're footing the bill. But, like,
although in the end, he's going to make more money than all of them.
I'm sure he will. But, like, that's the level of detail these teams are going into. Like, it's not just what they're doing on the field. It's how they perform off the field. What sort of, like, these
kind
guys
of person
have to be,
are
like,
they?
Business leaders, like CEO types. Like, there's so much
that goes a long way.
Not, well, and if you're basing something on one or two throws on a pro day, like, there's no chance Adam Peters is doing that. There's no chance he just looks at one throw by Drake May and says, well, that answered all the questions. That 50-yard rope he threw down the field, that's my guy at this point. That's just dumb, because pro days are scripted to make the prospect look shine in the best light possible.
You saw the reports that Talia apparently didn't look so great.
I heard that his pro day was not.
It said his deep ball, that was wobbling.
It was fluttering. And it was just small.
He didn't look great as a player in my mind.
Believe me, I know.
No, the film don't lie.
I don't think there's one person, even the most pro-terp person on the planet, that thinks that Talia is a pro prospect.
He's got UFL written all over him.
Yeah, I just don't think anybody thinks that.
So Kevin Sheehan had J.J. McCarthy's quarterback coach on the show. Now, J.J. McCarthy is one of those guys who has rocketed up the board, supposedly. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen on draft day, right? Because Will Levis supposedly had rocketed up the boards last year, and people thought he might be a top five pick even. And he ended up going, what, early in the second round?
Early. He was the first pick, I think, in the second.
So here's what J.J. McCarthy's QB coach said on the Kevin Sheehan show.
Have you talked to teams about J.J.?
I have not. You know, I'm not dialed in with that. I've been talking to his dad pretty much on a regular basis. I think there's teams that are moving up trying to get him. I do know that Jim told me there was a very positive conversation with the Washington people at the NFL Combine, and they just said a lot of really nice things about J.J., that he checks all these boxes, and it will be hard for anybody to pass on him. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure they're telling that to a lot of people, and they've probably got to make sure that they're, you know, including everyone. But it sounds like there's a handful of specific teams that are really kind of, you know, in the wheelhouse to grab him.
And you think, based on that, Washington's one of them?
I do. And I man, I would love to see him there. I think, you know, and I don't want to give away too much information, but the family seems like they would be very happy if he landed there. And I'll be honest, there's a handful of cities that they wouldn't be very happy. Like, you can imagine, I'm sure everyone in the draft has got that. They've got their dream cities and programs, and they've got ones that they're like, I would maybe not want to play there. So I can tell you, at number two, I think everybody would be really happy.
Well, I can say this.
I wonder what that is.
J.J. McCarthy, if he goes at number two, he is the least sexy pick for the fan base here in Washington. Right. I think the fan base overall is going to be like, we could have had Drake May or Jaden Daniels, and we're picking McCarthy.
I don't think they're taking
J.J. I don't think
J.J.
the fan base is going to be into J.J.
And, of course,
McCarthy.
His quarterback coach is going to hype him up.
Sure.
Can I also throw in a theory on that?
I wonder what cities he doesn't want to play in. I wonder if that's
New York. Somebody threw out there yesterday on social media, and it made me think, you know what, maybe you're right. That who's been his biggest advocate? Coach Harbaugh, right?
Yeah.
And Harbaugh is picking five.
Yes.
Right.
So if Harbaugh can get buzz on McCarthy to go in the top four, or at least get a team to trade up to get him.
Someone slips to him.
That leaves Harrison at five for him, which is exactly what they would love to have.
If the Cardinals don't take Harrison.
If the Cardinals trade out of four.
Well, that's the idea. Promote J.J. Mm-hmm. Make the demand so great that four quarterbacks go one through four and someone moves up to get him.
Yeah.
Not a bad thought.
No, I think that's probably exactly why he's doing it. But it kind of just depends on what New England's going to do at three. All right,
say New England's just going to take
whoever's available,
bristles left over.
And then is Arizona going to sit there and wait, or are they going to trade back to a team that really is desperate for a quarterback, like a Minnesota?
Yeah, trade down. Yeah, a spot then, or two or whatever. And
so certainly possible.
They get when the guy from Neighbors or whatever.
What if Washington doesn't draft a quarterback since they signed Jeff Driscoll?
that's maybe the funniest thing you've said all month, JP.
I mean, they just added a quarterback to the QB room.
He can also double as a tight end.
Yes.
It was weird. This is very fantasy nerdy. He had weird positional eligibility when he had
fantasies.
Tight end eligibility when he was playing quarterback for the Houston Texans.
Right. He was like Taysom Hill.
It was a fantasy life hack.
Right.
I just put something on Instagram, which I thought was interesting, although Drab kind of poked a hole in it, which is valid. But it was a stat that since 1990, and you can follow us on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, 59 quarterbacks have been selected in the top 10. 59 in 34 years. And only four have made first-team All-Pro. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Patrick Mahomes. Now, his comment was, well, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady were basically being first team all pro every year.
So maybe they won 10.
And now Mahomes is doing it. So it doesn't mean there aren't other good quarterbacks that have been selected in the top 10. But
there's certainly been
the vast majority haven't turned into good players.
Well, or elite. You're talking the best.
Yes.
You're talking
the
list
that I went through yesterday.
Correct.
The last 15 years, all the first-round quarterbacks, basically 50% have been swings and misses.
Well, again,
it's an impossible position.
I think that Drake May play, just based on what everybody is saying, is a risky play.
Not everybody is saying that.
It's a potential play.
You're only listening to
those guys. I'm listening to some pros and some cons. But I'm saying it's risky because it's not universal. Like, there are guys who say he's going to be the best, but there are others that are just worried that he's.
I don't think any of these quarterbacks, other than maybe Caleb.
But I feel like May is the riskiest one. He may have the best upside, actually, with the size.
I think Daniels has the best upside. I think he's got a higher ceiling.
Maybe.
But I also think he has a huge, a low floor.
They just need to, whoever they pick, it just needs to work out. I don't know how it works out. It just needs to work out.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because if it doesn't work out.
I'm pretty confident it's not.
Because if it doesn't work out in 4 years, you got a new head coach and a new GM.
Yeah, I expect it. That's what we do.
You're already expecting doom and gloom for the Dan Quinn.
If they swing and miss on this.
Yeah, I mean, it's no disrespect to them that you just come here to die.
Right. You swing and miss on this one?
That's the old school Dan Snyder mentality.
We'll see. I also think I'm also being a jerk, and I'm beaten up, and I've lost hope and faith in humanity. But it's also part of it is this. I don't care how good Dan Quinn and those guys are. It's luck. You projecting these quarterbacks.
It's picking the right guy. There is a luck element involved, no doubt about it.
Texans nailed it last year with C.J. Stroud.
Right.
At the number two pick?
Right.
Hopefully that's the case.
The one I think is gonna sneak up on people is Penix. Where are they saying he's going to go now? They're still saying second round?
No, I think he's getting steamed up into the mid to late first round at this point.
I feel like Penix, did the Giants?
Like, if you're the Raiders, you're sitting at 13, I believe. Like, how are you not going to seriously consider Penix? I know that Antonio Pierce is hyping up Aiden O'Connell. Okay, please, enough of that. You need to have a real difference maker at quarterback. I think he's in play within
Denver?
The top 15.
What about Denver? Desperate for a quarterback.
Certainly. I think Penix goes top 20.
I think What's Penix. Maybe.
Why are the Commanders, according to Jordan Schultz, bringing Penix in for a top 30 visit?
Because they probably consider a trade down.
Yeah, you got to do your due diligence. Right. What if you
they
love
trade
them?
Out of two and trade down to if they trade with the Broncos? Say the Broncos want to go up to two, you have to have scouted Penix.
Here's why I think Penix is going to be in a good spot because even though if he may slip, he still be a first rounder. There's going to be a little bit lower expectations on him, right, than these top guys, and you may not have to play Penix right away, especially like if the Giants draft him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He could sit, he could wait, he could learn.
Maybe the Saints. Sit behind Carr.
Right.
Yep.
I think Penix might be set up
Denver,
the best.
Denver sits in a desperate spot, though, at 12 because those top guys are going to be gone. And Sean Payton needs a quarterback.
I think Penix may be more ready to play on day one than Drake May.
He might. I just think he's going to
Penix can sling it.
I think Penix
I think the only knock on Penix is the injury history. That's why he's not up there with the top guys.
He's not quite as big as the other guys, right? What's his size?
No, he's 6'2".
I don't think there's a problem
six
with his
two.
Size.
Okay, but you guys said he's J.J. McCarthy was...
Yeah, but his wingspan is like 12 feet.
Uh-huh. I see him listed at 6'3".
He's got huge hands.
I don't think he was measured at 6'3" at the combine. I don't think. Or the pro day, I'm sorry.
Okay, 6'2", 216.
Yep.
But his 81-inch wingspan.
He's got huge hands, got long arms, yeah.
All right.
And he clearly is fast.
I like him. I just like him when he's throwing balls in the convention center. It looks silly.
Do you like that he's a lefty?
You can have him.
Yes.
You like that he's a lefty?
Yeah. You ever heard of Steve Young?
Okay. Yes, I've heard of him. He played 35 years ago.
What's that mean?
Tua.
Okay. There's not a long list. Mark Brunell.
No, Brunell had his day. Brunell did have his day. People sleep because he came here and was poo-poo. But he did have his day.
All right. Got to take a break. Remember, a little bit later in the show, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps. He'll join us at 8:20 here on the Junkies.
All right. The weather this time of year can be as unpredictable as ever. So be ready no matter what the temperature brings with a $99 heating and cooling check from the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf 5-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and assure peace of mind today, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. I call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Reminder that the 106.7 The Fan merch shop, it is open, and it's got new gear for the baseball season. You got your We've Got Wood shirts in honor of James Woods. Mm-hmm. The Cruise Missile shirt.
James
the
Wood.
Cruise Wood 24 campaign theme shirt. And the rest of the collection, check it all out. Thank you to Breaking Tea. And you can get your gear.
I'm bitter. At 106.7
The Fan's merch shop.
Yeah, go find CK. Get a whole stack of them.
He didn't have my size.
Maybe a special order. I haven't gotten mine yet.
I mean, I walked out with mine. I put it on XL, because they wanted us to show it. And then I just walked out with mine.
Yeah.
I asked CK if I could keep it. He said, okay.
Yep, Scott
I was wearing
it. I feel like he wanted to give them away to listeners and stuff, mm-hmm. not us. But
yeah.
It's okay.
Well, I ganked one large.
Right.
So they're down one large in the merch shop. But check out the merch shop. And we are going to talk some Nationals. Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, is going to join us at 9. And mm-hmm. Jason Bishop teased us that he has a new walk-up song this year. Yeah. I'd forgotten about his walk-up that he'd used the last couple
By
of seasons.
Valdez, he sent it to you. Had you heard of the song? Had you heard of the artist?
I've heard the song. Didn't know the artist, and yep. it makes sense for Mike.
It does.
It's a fitting song.
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm officially intrigued.
I know.
I don't know what it is yet.
He'll join us at 9. Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, at 8:20. There's a story here on Barstool Sports mm-hmm. about looks maxing. And the latest trend. So I wasn't aware of that term.
Never heard of that term.
I guess it's just a term of ways you can make yourself look better.
Okay, maximizing.
Botox, things like that.
All right.
And the latest trend, I've seen, not this specifically, but I've seen ads, probably because I'm a 50-year-old hurting, geared towards me for... something called Jawsercise.
Okay.
It's like something that you put in your mouth and you do reps to help your jaw look better. But this apparently is filler. Men are getting jaw filler so that they'll go from their regular jawline to a silly, like actors like Brad Pitt, like square jawline.
Okay. So Drab sent me, I guess this is from the article, the two pictures. I don't know which is which. Like, I could tell there's a little, like,
you can't tell the difference the second.
Which one is supposed to be better?
The second picture or the picture on the right is far. Look at the picture on
these two?
Of the bottom, he's got like a square jaw down here. It looks silly defined. Yes.
Yeah, it looks chiseled.
Yeah, chiseled jaw. That's the correct term. I've been intrigued when I've seen the Jawsercise ad.
The first picture, I think we're looking at the
before,
same.
Is the
first picture, his face is like more rounded. Right, I mean, it's not fat. I'm just saying it's but the second
like a regular
one, like,
guy.
It's square. Like,
okay,
it's squared
it
off.
A little better there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of that Brad Pitt look.
So it's not Anthony Kim?
Chiseled jaw.
It's not Anthony Kim.
Anthony Kim is not in there.
I wasn't looking at
you got to look at the outside of the jaw.
Yeah. You're supposed to look here?
Yes. Okay. And like for old people, you get droopiness.
Definitely droopy.
You get everything. Wrinkles.
I know.
You look like Kim Mulkey.
They say this is big on Wall Street right now.
Oh, Wall Street fads.
Well, it's like that walk in the room power jaw that they're looking for.
So it commands respect when you walk in with that sort of jawline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what are they doing to do it? How do they
filler.
Get
filler?
Well, that's so it just dissolves in a few months.
Well,
filler is not temporary.
They use injectable. This costs $10,000 a year, I believe.
Right.
Injectable filler that costs $2,500 per two syringe treatment.
How much?
$25 for a two syringe treatement.
$25 or $2,500?
$2,500.
Okay.
So probably all these Hollywood guys are doing this, right?
Well, those guys are born like that. A lot of them.
That's what you think. Maybe you're right, but maybe today a lot of these guys are doing this.
There's some guys that are born with chiseled jaws.
Sure. If you look at the second picture, All right, in color, EB, you can tell a major difference. All right, he looks like a regular Joe, and then the jaw looks money.
I'll be honest,
in the second
for some
one.
Reason, yeah. I was looking at the chin. I
it's very intriguing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've seen the ads for. I'm giving free ads for this product called Jawser Size, and you put it in your mouth. It's supposed to help you. You do reps, and after a couple weeks, apparently you get silly
but like
chiseled
the, like
jaw.
The Barstool author here, who did the blog, he points out. He makes a very good point. The guys that they're using, at least in the pictures in this article, they're already like
decent
good,
looking.
They're already like good looking guys, and then they get enhanced by this jaw filler. Like, does this work for just a straight up ugly guy? Like, if you're ugly,
yeah, it should
like,
work for anybody. But
is it going to really accentuate?
It would not
and help
affect
you?
Rom. Like, he's just butt ugly.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And he'll take offense to that. Yeah. He'll show me a picture when he was 18.
Right. He'll flexing on the beach but... is all. His...
I mean, he's a hideous-looking human.
He's going to call you or text you within 5 minutes.
So mean. Why are you so mean?
I already saw him tweeting that I guess you're not sharing a room with him this time.
Well, he's because... down in the dumps because I booted him out of the room. For he was scheduled to be my ROM mate tonight.
What was the final straw?
No. My son is leaving for Carolina in a couple months. So I extended an invite to my son. I was like, hey, is your schedule open? You want to play in the Cakes Classic before you have to move?
Uh-huh.
Before your dad boo-hoos about you moving to Carolina,
uh-huh.
Bonding night, hangout night. Well, then, nice. Of course, I'm going to kick Rom out of the room to make room for my kid.
Right.
He's upset about that?
No, he's fine with it. Trust me, he knows where he is on the pecking order.
Right.
So he was...
Could he be any lower?
He was fine with it. But, you know, of course, he's going to... use that for attention and say, Cakes kicked me out of the room. We're no longer ROM mates.
But he's going. He's still going.
I don't think he's going.
Oh, really?
Which again, is fine. He'll be at another event.
It's
okay.
Fine. It's spectacular. Right. He's not going.
Exactly.
I was trying to think, though, do I know anybody who has like one of those silly jawlines?
Somebody with a great jawline.
And for some reason, somebody from my high school popped into my head, and
somebody.
He did get all the checks.
Ryan Zimmerman comes to mind.
He's like, got a great jawline?
Yeah, I think so.
Does this procedure help with just fat face?
Yeah.
I would be very intrigued if it just cured fat face.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, because, the thing is some of these guys, they look pretty skinny. So I think it's actually something that might plague skinny guys. I mean, I don't know. I guess fat guys, too, have too round a face. Skinny guys, it's too narrow. You know what I mean? I don't know.
None of us will be undergoing this jaw filler.
Yeah,
I think I can speak for us.
I mean, we're 54.
Well, in studio bit is always possible. And that actually reminds me that Cakes, after the show last week, doubled down and agreed to that if we raise $10,000 and I got it approved by Chris Kynard, that he will wear a toupee for a year.
I would do that.
For 10 grand.
That's a no-brainer. I'll put it in
Of course I would do it.
But you can't wear a hat
put in
every
the G
day.
Form.
No, I'm just saying, if you couldn't do it, I would.
We'll crowdsource it and get it in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
For an entire year?
But also, the caveat is no hats.
I mean, I could wear a beanie here and there. Not every day.
He has to flaunt the...
No, I would be walk around with whatever my new hairdo is.
A rug.
That would be funny.
Yeah, for a year. Why not? What do I care?
For 10 Gs.
A year?
You probably could have got 20 Gs.
It's like an endorsement. It's the way I look at it.
It is, but you have to live with that.
It's fine. Yeah. It's a year. I could live with
never been so sized.
I know. Do you understand? Yeah,
my God.
Listen, 10 G is not going to change your life one iota.
Understood.
An entire year of hair?
Like,
it is would be.
Is that what the attraction is, actually having the hair?
It's not even that.
The endorsement. It's the money.
It's making $10,000 for literally doing nothing.
I know, but you don't understand.
Yeah, but you're going to get taxed on it.
Back. He doesn't need $10,000.
You're going to get like $6,000.
Tax schmacks.
Wave a magic wand right now and go back to when he was 22 and had a full head of hair, he would do that.
Of course. All
the but he doesn't even want to wear a wig. I mean, you want to wear a wig?
Not particularly, but for $10,000, I would do it.
Oh, my gosh. It's not. You're going to get $6,000 after
tax. Okay, $6,000 after tax.
You want to do it for $6,000?
Sure.
It's not going to change anything about your life. Literally nothing will change.
It's a good... It's a good.
You're not going to get a better meal.
He's doing it for the bit.
It's a solid radio.
He's
bit.
Hair curious. He's hair curious.
I can't believe he's doing it, but I think it's funny.
I don't think it gives. I don't.
No,
think he's
I don't
hair
think. No, no, no. I don't think. I don't
I
think.
I think he's a whore for money.
I'm money curious.
He's a whore.
That's what he's doing.
I think deep down he wants to know what it's like to
not
have
really.
Hair.
I mean,
no, because he's 54. He doesn't really care what he looks like.
I'm grips with the baldness.
I mean, look at the hair on his face. He doesn't care.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, just shave the stuff off your face and put it on your bald head.
I don't think any of us really, truly care about our appearance.
Right.
Obviously.
As long as we don't, they're not 400 pounds.
Right. Cakes does not care about his zip. Yeah, it's not a hair thing. It's a money thing. He's a slut for money.
Correct.
Well, he's already admitted that.
That's the main driver.
He's admitted that.
The draft's looking at me like I'm crazy.
No.
Well, he cares a little. I mean, he has the beard for a reason, because he likes the way it shapes his face. He cares a little bit how he looks.
Yeah, but I don't maintain it as much.
I don't think he does. Obviously. He looks like a slob.
I mean, like,
no disrespect.
But he looks better than he would without a beard, with the
definitely.
Three chins and all that.
I see pictures without a beard.
Hurting razor burn.
I want to throw myself off a building.
I don't think that. I think he looks fine when
but
he
you're
is
do,
when
you
he's
will do
clean
it.
Shaven.
He hasn't been clean shaven in forever.
He
looks weird clean shaven now.
Why are you talking him out of this?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm not trying to talk him out of it. I know what a slut he is for money. He will do it.
How close are you guys to the deal?
I have no idea.
No, I'm not. I'm asking these guys.
We got to find. We got
to crowdsource.
All right, we need a sponsor. Just can you call
a toupee sponsor?
So listen, we need $10K. Can you give the station $10K? We give $20K.
Right, and you get free.
Give station $10K. Give cakes $10K.
We'll set up the GoFundMe.
Huh?
We'll set up the GoFundMe.
Oh, you want to do a GoFundMe?
Well, we got approval.
Nervous.
Oh, he'll get.
You know what I mean? Like,
he'll get all kinds of money in GoFundMe.
There's a couple doctors that we have our eye on in the city.
I need a brush budget too. Brush my hair.
They're literally gonna glue hair on your head.
That's fine.
Cakes is gonna look like a greaser with a comb in his pocket.
Yeah, you look like Carl Ravitch or something. I mean, there are guys on TV that you know have toupees.
That's all good. It's for a year. The year goes by like that.
Yeah, you might keep it for life after that.
That's gonna be a long time, buddy.
He's gonna be the butt of every joke.
Yeah, you're gonna look like who are the guys that have the worst toupees like in history? Like John Travolta or something? Like, or who has like the worst?
I don't even care if it's a bad one.
That people always would mock. Like some old guy or something.
Well, of course.
I don't know.
He is old.
I am old.
All right. Got to take a break. We'll keep efforting that.
Yes.
Cakes with the toupee. And maybe somebody will do some jaw filler. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in. Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, 820 here on the Junks.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.